This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Independent school districts from across the region, local higher education institutions, our colleges and universities, community-based organizations, and businesses and civic leaders, they're all working together to create a model for student success, starting with pre-K, working through college completion, and then ushering them into a high-paying workforce. This was a plan that was discussed today. Here's Bexar County Judge Nelson Wolf.
Make sure we're all working together towards some of the goals of getting a career path for students. We still have a lot of work to do. Private sector very much involved now with SA Works. And the idea is to reach students earlier, help them get some kind of idea of what they want to do before they graduate, get industry certificates while they're in high school, get dual colleges while they're in high school, get an associate degree while they're in high school, start the process earlier. And getting a person, where would I like to go and what are the advantages of going to whatever career path? And get that career path a little bit more defined for them and help them make some decisions before they graduate so that they have an idea at least where they're going.
So how do you think this addresses this critical issue of problems with our workforce?
Well, I think we're starting to make some headway. As you know, Economic Development Agency is now expanding their scope, looking for a new executive director. SA Works is going to be embedded in economic development. We had 60 employers at the courthouse the other day that I spoke to and the mayor spoke to about creating internship programs. They're all committed to doing that. We want to see 20,000 young people in high schools working in internship programs during the summer. I think we're going to be off to a really strong start this summer with all the commitments we have. But getting them earlier, maybe even in middle school, you know, where they get some kind of idea what they want to do and how they want to get there.
You're invited to join our conversation as we discuss this moonshot of an effort to bring about a not looking at education for our children broken up into different segments in pre-K and elementary, middle school and high school and maybe college, but as an overarching trajectory, a journey that will all the different components will be working together. How will this help San Antonio develop the workforce, the economic development, the high-paying jobs, the upward mobility that many in the city actually were craving? We're trying to figure out how we're going to unlock that for our community. Call in. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. Email us at thesource@tpr.org. And with us in this conversation here in the studio, Adriana Contreras. She is the executive director of the San Antonio Education Partnership. And also with us is Helen Figenshue, the college assessment advisor from College Advising Corps. And so welcome so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks. Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Adriana, tell us about what this is. What is San Antonio Education Partnership? And how are you going to do this?
Well, the San Antonio Education Partnership, or the partnership, is just one part of this larger effort and this larger initiative. What we're trying to do is bring together many organizations and entities all involved in this education space to talk about what we need to do to get kids from pre-K through a viable career. And the first step, what we've done here in San Antonio, is to hold a summit. And we did that last November, and we had about 500 attendees with a waiting list of over 100. And it was in that summit that we brought together higher ed and secondary. We brought together businesses and nonprofits, or the community-based organizations, to come together and talk about this. Okay, what kind of pathway can we create for the students so that they will have they have viable options when they get to middle school and high school and ultimately college, because we do want to get them to and through college into a career.
So this is about skill development, obviously, you know, so you've got to be able to read and write and do arithmetic all at a certain level to be able to hit the, you know, the benchmarks. And when you get to college, you don't need to go back and do remedial work. But it's also about individual development of the students so that they realize that these jobs are actually available to them, that they're not locked out, that they do have that avenue that's available to them? And how important is that component with many of our kids all across the city of San Antonio? This is not just for the good school district. This is for all the school districts in San Antonio, right?
Yes, absolutely. And there are a lot of different initiatives taking place right now and a lot of really strong organizations and partners who are working to make this happen. And so the San Antonio Education Partner is just one of those organizations. And we work with high schools and with colleges to make sure that we can get the students through that transition. It's a tough process to navigate going from high school to college, and so we work real closely with the high schools and colleges to try to make that happen. We have great advisors in the high schools and partner with organizations like the College Advising Corps and CIS and many of the others that are out there to see how we can best help the student and address some of the challenges that they are faced with.
So Helen Figenshu, you are one of these advisors, and you are in the trenches, as they say. You're at Lanier High School, and you
yes.
are working directly with these students, trying to encourage them and cheer them on to take up this challenge and tell them they can go to college.
Yeah, absolutely.
How does that work?
Well, it's kind of a day-by-day process. I really try to be a known presence at the school. That's one of our main goals, is to really create what we call a college-going culture. So I work most closely one-on-one with the seniors, but I will also talk to all other grade levels. And the idea is that we want to create an environment, a culture in which college is expected. It's the norm. And that needs to start before senior year. So the more we can do just in the schools in general, whether it's putting up posters, making announcements, having school-wide events, that makes a huge difference in helping the younger grades kind of recognize, you know, this is going to be my next step too.
Right. So you don't want some high school senior coming into your office. It's April. They're graduating next month and say, "Hey, Ms. Figenshu, I think I want to go to college. You know, what do I do?" You know, this
Correct.
Has got to be part of the from the day one when they walk into pre-K. Is that right, Adriana?
Yes, it has to start early. We have to start this conversation very early so that the students do know that, yes, I am college bound. College is an option, and I will have this opportunity when I get to high school.
All right, we're going to continue our conversation. We invite you to join us as we talk about how can we develop this culture of success for all of our students in San Antonio, that they all know that there is a lane for them to get to graduation day at a college and get that degree and get a access to a high-paying job. What needs to be done? We want to hear from folks out there who have been out there and seen it. What are the problems? What are the challenges? Is this reasonable? Are we just, is this just vapor or, you know, high-minded dreaming? Well, let's make it real. Call in. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. We'll be back after 1 minute. This is The Source on KSTX. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies, educating San Antonio students for the jobs of tomorrow. We don't even know what those jobs are, but we've got a problem with our local workforce. We've seen big companies come to San Antonio that say we can't use the workers here. We know we need to up our game in education, getting folks ready to work to get those high-paying jobs. So a new community-wide effort is being developed. It's they want to craft a national model to lead students from pre-K to college. It's being launched. Is this the step to making San Antonio a more economically inclusive city with education and opportunity for all? Our phone lines are open. We want to hear what you have to say about this idea. The number is 210-614-8980. With me in the studio is Adriana Contreras. She is Executive Director of the San Antonio Education Partnership, and also Helen Figenshu. She works at Lanier High School, Go Vokes, and a college advisor there, telling these kids that they can get into college. Let's go to the phones. The number is 210-614-8980 with Debbie. Hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. I am so tired of hearing about all the stuff we're throwing at our kids, bigger, bigger, more, more, more. I just think we're going down the wrong path. You know, now we're expecting our kids to understand in middle school, high school, what they want to do, what their major is, school is supposed to be a time of exploration, and we're supposed to introduce them to many different ideas and subjects and electives and let them explore and encourage starting in college that way as well. Instead of, you got to know now or, you're, you know, we're going to fall behind. We're going to fall behind. And I think our kids are going to be burnt out before they even get to college. And it's going to be counterproductive. They're not going to want to finish.
Okay, Bebby, thank you for your comments. Appreciate that. So, Adriana, is that a concern that, you know, you're telling a middle school kid or even elementary school kid, what do you want to be when you grow up? I mean, are they even equipped to make that decision?
Well, what we're trying to do is help students develop that sense of awareness and confidence and, you know, that self-assurance to say, you know what, I have options. And so if I want to go to college and I want to, you know, I want this career field, I can make it happen. And I think that's what's lacking sometimes. The awareness isn't there of what the possibilities are. And that's what we at the partnership try to do, as well as with the College Advising Corps and others and all the, you know, the high school counselors and such. We try to instill that in students, that it's an option, and help them understand that. We don't want them to feel like there are limits to what they can do.
But children, they understand, you know, when they come from a family, they may feel like college is not for us. It's for other families. We don't have the funds for it, you know, and they don't know about the opportunities that are available. And by the time that they learn that, you know, you actually do have the wattage in your head, you can handle college work, and you can, we can find financial aid for you. But by then, they really didn't do the academic work throughout the years. And so it's going to be much harder for someone to get on board. And is that what you come across, Helen, over at Lanier?
I mean, it does happen in certain cases where a student kind of realizes a little bit late, but there are options even for those students who are realizing, you know, coming to that conclusion late that they want college. They have 2+2 programs with the Alamo colleges, transferring. There's always summer classes. I mean, so there are definitely options.
But you have to ask the question to find out what's available.
Right.
Okay, let's go back to the phones with Amy. Hi, Amy. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. My daughter attends one of the Alamo Early Memorial College high schools, where she actually is doing college at the same time as high school, so that she graduates high school with her associate's degree. I was wondering if there's plans to expand and have more schools like that.
That sounds like a great program, Amy. Congratulations on having a daughter who's doing that. So what about that, Adriana?
I know that there are plans to expand. That would be an Alamo College's question, but I know that they have a long-term plan because it is such a successful program. And as the caller's daughter has demonstrated, that you can come out of high school with an associate's degree. So you're not only saving time, but money. And, you know, when you enter that four-year institution, that you're entering as a junior, and you already have those credits under your belt. And so it's we've seen a lot of success with those programs, and I know that Alamo College is looking to expand those. But that, more specifically, that would be an Alamo College's question.
Okay, back to the phone lines with Armando. Armando, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you. I've kind of gone full circle on this. I went to a Big Ten university. Now I have a 14-year-old daughter with high aspirations on going to an Ivy League school. That's her big goal in life. And so she works very hard to keep her grades up. And one of the things that frustrates her sometimes is when she talks to her fellow students and they don't have any direction. They just don't want to go into higher ed. And she tries to pep talk them and make them understand how critical it is for the future. But when I look back and I understand, you know, and I also recruited for a Big Ten university, and I see how critical parents are very early on. You also have to convince the parents that their kids could do it. You got to also somehow bring them in and make them understand that their daughter can go on to higher education and be very successful and not worry about losing them from San Antonio, for example. They'll come back. They'll be successful, much more successful, with a higher education opportunity in front of them. But at the same time, the teachers in fourth grade with my daughter had them do applications for a university, made them feel familiar with the subject matter, got them engaged and involved, thinking about, you know, what they were going to be in life. And that's very important. It's got to be, everybody's got to be part of it.
Absolutely. Armando, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate that. So I guess it makes it easier for you, you know, Helen, over at Lanier, when you've got a student who is already, they want to go to Ivy League. Mm-hmm. They're going to get those grades. They're going to show up early. If they're not, you know, if their grades are flagging, they're going to go in for tutoring. They're just going to push. Right. Not everyone has that drive.
Right.
How do you get that going? How do you make sure that fire never burns out?
Well, one-on-ones, I think, are so important. Making each student feel as though they are the individual that they are and they have the potential. I meet with a lot of students every day. It's kind of one of the main goals is to meet with as many students as possible and just talk to them and get them excited about it. If you get excited about it, it bounces back off of them and it just keeps going and it builds.
Okay, another caller with Brad. Hi, Brad. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for having me. I just wanted to remind everybody, I want everybody who wants to go to college to be able to go to college. But we need to remind folks, you don't have to go to college to be successful in life. Who's going to fix your car? Who's going to install your plumbing? Who's going to take care of your heating and air conditioning? These are great trades, and people can make a very good living at it. As a matter of fact, when I was in school in the early 70s, we had trade programs where you went to school part of the day, and you went to work part of the day when you were a junior and a senior. And by the time you graduated, you had a job.
Right, and a good job.
A very good job. $60,000, $70,000 these people are making nowadays. That's good money.
That is. Brad, thank you for calling in and reminding us that not everyone is going to get into the college track. But for those who choose to become a tradesman, there are opportunities for them also in this program, Adriana.
Absolutely. And Brad is absolutely right. You want to. What we try to do is provide students with that option so that if they want to go into a trade, that's great. If they want a one-year certificate, excellent, you know, two-year degree. We just want them to be aware of the options and of the financial support that's out there to help them pursue their
But in many of these new manufacturing jobs, a person needs to have some basic mathematics. I mean, they're working with very detailed 3D computer imaging type technology. It's very advanced these days. Mm-hmm. So if they want to go that route at a certain level, they still need to hit some academic benchmarks.
Yes, and programs like the Alamo Academies, they work with high school students who are interested.
Right.
And you're right. I mean, you need to have kind of the basics.
Sure. Okay, let me go to another caller on. Claiborne is on the line. Claiborne, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks. At this point, I have four things.
Okay.
One, I can't believe in the second decade of the 21st century that people are still thinking in an outmoded, tactical 18th century modality, i.e., elementary school is not connected to junior high school, is not connected to high school, is not connected to college, kind of thing, beyond which ties into, like, my 5-year-old will be the fourth generation of my family to get at a minimum a master's degree in whatever field he decides to go down, but he knows that, and so forth and so on, and he sees my alumni stuff and my peers and his mother's peers and so forth and so on, which is the cultural piece. As far as the gentleman who just called talking about trades, one of my son's adult children, we can't get across to him that, okay, you want to go be a glass blower or you want to be a welder, you still need to go take classes, especially if you want to own your own business.
Right. Okay, so Claiborne, I'm glad to hear your 5-year-old's going to get a master's degree, but not everyone is coming from a household where they have alumni material and they have that intergenerational go-get-em spirit to do that. And we want to make sure that there are households in San Antonio that will break the barrier, will have more first-generation college completion, and we have inclusiveness with economic opportunity and upward mobility. And so, Adriana Contreras, how are you going to do that?
Well, the summit that we held is a start with the Alamo Area College Access and Completion Summit, because it's built around collective impact. And the premise of collective impact is that large-scale social change comes from better cross-sector coordination than from isolated intervention of individual organizations. This issue won't be solved in silos, and so bringing everybody together to talk about this so that we do look at it from pre-K to career and have those conversations, have those candid conversations, and try to figure out what do we need to do along each step of the way to create that pathway for the students.
You know, I went to the press conference this morning that y'all had, and one thing that Dr. Ricardo Romo, president of UTSA, said that really just like was stuck in my head. He said that the best GPAers that they have over at UTSA are African-American females. They're the ones that are just kicking it over there, doing a great job. And, you know, I think that's a message that needs to be spread to show that if you get there, you can do well. And this is for everyone. And we need to rethink about how we're going to define who's eligible, who can succeed, who's going to walk across that stage and get that diploma. And so I want to thank both of y'all, and good luck. I want to get updates from you guys and see how this is progressing, because I think this is critical for the future of San Antonio. Helen Figenshu, she's at Lanier High School, College Access Advisor, and also Adriana Contreras, Executive Director of the San Antonio Education Partnership. Thank y'all so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Source continues after this NPR news break. Stay with us.